Hello friends, we are going to see now chapter 4. Chapter 4 deals with promissory notes. Promissory notes are negotiable instruments. So obviously the Negotiable Instrument Act takes care of what is a promissory note. Section 4 of this Negotiable Instrument Act says that a promissory note is an instrument in writing, not being a bank note or currency note. A currency note is also in writing, but a promissory note is not a currency note, not a bank note, containing an unconditional undertaking. It is an unconditional promise, unconditional undertaking to pay a certain sum of money only. To pay a certain sum of money only to or to the order of a certain person. It is an unconditional order in writing. It is an undertaking to pay a certain sum of money to or to the order of a certain person or to the bearer of that instrument and should be signed by the maker. See, the very word promissory note has the word promise included in it. So that means somebody is making a promise. Now, what is this promise? He is saying, I promise to pay. Pay what? Pay money. So the person who is giving the promise says that I promise to pay. Pay what? Pay money. So he says, I am undertaking, I agree, I promise to pay money, a certain sum of money. You know, in this definition, each and every word is important. Every word has a relevance. Every word has its own meaning and significance. So you have to go through the definition very carefully to understand the significance of a promissory note. So let me say, repeat once again, a promissory note is an instrument in writing. It is not an oral declaration. It is not an oral statement. It has to be in writing. It is an instrument in writing and it is not a banknote or currency note. A currency note also is a promise. Because if you read, see any currency note, you will see the words, I promise to pay the bearer a sum of rupees 100, sum of rupees 500 and so on. A promissory note also says that I promise to pay a certain sum of money to or to the order of some person, certain person, or to the bearer of that instrument. Now, when he promises all this and it is in writing, obviously it means it has to be signed by him. Otherwise, the writing has no meaning. Just writing something on a piece of paper and not putting your signature to it is not going to make it effective. So, it has to be in writing. It is a promise to pay certain amount to somebody who is specified, and it has to be signed by the person who is making that promise. What was the need for these promissory notes? See, when people are doing business, in the ancient days, people travel from one place to another, sold their goods, bought the other party's goods, and barter system was going on. You give me this item, I'll give you this item in exchange. Slowly, slowly, when the barter system gave place to payment of goods by means of gold coins, gold sovereigns, silver coins, they came into existence, and that was how the payment was made. Now, when a person leaves his place of dwelling and goes to another place to buy certain things, and then from that place he moves to another place and another place, it is likely that he wants to continue doing business, buying and selling, but the stock of gold coins or silver coins with him is exhausted. Then he has still to do the business. What he does, that in my next trip, I'll give you this much amount. So he gives it in writing. So this system of giving a promissory note came into being in this manner. So the person says, I'll pay you so much amount during my next trip. And I promise to pay this much amount to you. So many gold coins, so many sovereigns. So slowly, slowly the system of promissory note came into existence after the barter system ended and when payment system started by means of gold coins or silver coins or other currency notes. See, let's take an example. A promissory note, we saw it is to be in writing. So obviously certain words are required and it is to be signed by the person who is making it and he has to mention the name of the person to whom the payment is to be made. A very simple form of a promissory note just says, I promise to pay Mr. A or order the sum of rupees 10,000 on or before so and so date. Or he may not even mention the date, he just says, I promise to pay Mr. A, Mr. X, the sum of rupees 10,000, 10 lakhs, 1 lakh, 40,000, 50,000, whatever the amount may be, as per the trade transaction between them, or as per the loan or any other transaction which the person owes to the other party. Another example is which says that I agree to pay Mr. A rupees 1 lakh and again in words rupees 1 lakh only on demand for value received. This is another very common format of a promissory note. As I said earlier, the promissory note has to be signed by the maker. As soon as the wordings are over, as soon as the thing mentioned, narration is over, he has to sign at the bottom. If he does not sign, the promissory note is not a valid instrument under the Negotiable Instrument Act. It is just a piece of paper which can be thrown into the dustbin. It has no meaning, no relevance, no legal sanctity. Once a person writes something and puts a signature, the whole situation changes. The piece of paper, otherwise which is just a dustbin material, becomes a valid document. It becomes a document by which I can take the person to court of law if necessary. It is a document which is going to give me money in future. It is a document which is going to add to my wealth. So a promissory note has to be signed by the maker, otherwise the person who gets the promissory note has no authority to get any payment. Now there are a few other types of promissory notes. Now let us see this example. Mr. A, I owe you rupees 10,000. So here it is signed, it is dated. What has the person done? Mr. X has prepared this promissory note. He says, Mr. A, I owe you rupees 10,000. He has signed it, he has put the date, he has even stamped it. But it is not a promissory note. Why? Why is it not a promissory note? Because there is no promise. A promissory note basically should have a promise. Where is the promise in this statement? What he is doing, he is only saying that I owe you, that I have to pay to you. But is he promising that I will pay? That promise is missing. So where there is no promise, it cannot be a promissory note. This is just an acknowledgement of debt. Yes, I agree that I owe this much amount. But there is no promise involved. So that is why this is not a promissory note. Another example, I promise to pay Mr. B rupees 5,000 after deducting any money which he may owe me. I have business transaction with Mr. B. I owe him something, he owes me something. So I am writing down on the paper that I will pay him 5,000 rupees after deducting what he owes me. He may be owing me 2,000 rupees or 500 rupees or 3,000. As of today, the amount is not certain. It will get crystallized after a few days. But today, the amount is not certain how much he owes me. But what I have written in the promissory note, because I want to be very clear that B should not get entire 5000, I am going to deduct something from it which I have to recover from him. So I say I promise to pay Mr. B rupees 5000 after deducting any money which he may owe me. This is not a promissory note because the amount payable is not certain. The promise is there, it is in writing. The person to whom the payment is to be made is also certain, yet it is not a promissory note because the amount is not certain. So in the promissory note, so many facets are there, different areas. All those other areas are fulfilled, but one area is not fulfilled. Which is that area not fulfilled? The amount. Amount is not certain. The promissory note does not indicate that Mr. B is going to get 5000 rupees only. It could be something less. It may be 4000, it may be 3000, or maybe just 1 rupee. Because we do not know what is the amount which B owes to A. So how can we say that the promissory note is for 5000 rupees? No, it is not for 5000. The amount is in fact not certain at all. Since the amount is not certain, this is not a promissory note. So let's make it very clear. A promissory note is something where the person who writes it has to sign it. He makes a promise and the promise mentions the amount, specific amount, and it also mentions the specific person to whom the amount is to be paid. If all these things are covered in the promissory note, it becomes a valid promissory note as per Section 4 of the Negotiable Instrument Act. Okay. Now another example. This says, I promise to pay Mr. B rupees 25,000 one month after my mother's death. Here, the writings are very clear. It is duly signed by the maker. There is a promise. There is an amount. The amount is certain, the person to whom the payment is to be made is also certain, the promise factor is there in that in writing, it is signed, and yet it is not a promissory note. Why? Why is it not a promissory note? Because a condition is put. See, in the definition of a promissory note, the very starting, the very beginning statement, sentence says, it is an unconditional order in writing to promise, to pay. An unconditional promise. If somebody is putting a condition that I will pay to you after so and so happening. See, I says I pay you after 1 month after my mother's death. Now my mother is going to die. If not this year, next year. Death is certain. Death is not something which is doubtful. Somebody who has taken birth on this earth has to die on some other day. So obviously my mother who is alive today is going to die on some day. And once that date is known, when she dies, from that date 1 month. So everything is certain here. The person who has signed is certain. The person who is going to get the payment is certain. The amount is certain. But even after all these things, the promissory note is not valid because of the condition which is put. I have put a condition that I will pay to you only after so and so happening. If I put a condition in the promissory note that I will pay to you after so and so happening, then that is not an accepted promissory note. It cannot be treated as a valid promissory note. So it is not accepted under Negotiable Instrument Act. Another example. I promise to pay Mr. X rupees 50,000 in September 2013, provided I win the lottery in August 2013. Now you can change the months. Instead of September and August, you take it as December and November, future dates. Whatever date you feel like, you can put those future dates. Here also there is a promise to pay. There is a certainty of the amount, rupees 50,000. The person to whom the payment is to be made is certain, that is Mr. X. But again, a condition has come. What is the condition? The condition says that if I win the lottery, I'll make the payment. This is not accepted. So, the law provides, Negotiable Instrument Act provides, that the person who is going to get the amount should really receive it. Otherwise, the promissory note has no meaning. And the person should receive it without any hassle, without any running around, without any botheration. He should get the amount. Otherwise, why should there be a promissory note? If he has to really run around, he can do it even without a promissory note in writing. So, the Act provides that the person who has to receive the amount should get it in a smooth manner, should get it in a normal day-to-day happening. So, when conditions are put and it becomes a conditional promise, it is not a valid promissory note. I hope this is very clear to you all, that a promissory note has to be in writing, it has to be signed by the maker, the amount paid to be very certain, and the person who is going to receive it will also be a certain person. The person is identifiable. The person is not somebody fictitious or imaginary. And over and above all this, it has to be an unconditional promise. In these things are all fulfilled, all taken together, if they are all fulfilled, then it is a promissory note. So let us see once again, what are the essentials of a promissory note? We'll go one by one. First of all, the promissory note has to be in writing. Now it has to be in writing doesn't mean it has to be in the writing of only the person who has signed. Somebody else may write it and I may sign it. My assistant may write it, my clerk may write it, my employee may write it and I can sign it. It need not even be handwritten. It could be typewritten, or it could be printed. I have typed it on the computer and got a printout and then I sign it. So, it need not be even on a paper. It could be on the cloth, it could be on any linen, whatever be the material, it has to be on some material, paper or cloth or linen. It should be handwritten or typewritten or printed, that it is something which should be readable, something which is legible, something which a person can read. A printed matter can be read. It should not be pictorial. We don't accept pictorial wordings. It has to be written with words. So the promissory note has to be in writing. It may be handwritten, typewritten or printed. It could be on paper or cloth or linen or any other material. There is no specific format or any specific words to be included. See, when we say it is to be in writing, there is no specific format as per the Negotiable Instrument Act. The Negotiable Instrument Act only says you please put it in writing. But they have not mentioned that these words are required. They do not even say that the word promise should be there. They do not say that the word I promise to pay should be there. The intention of the maker should be made clear. So the words are not very important, but they have not specified those words. There is no specific format nor any specific words to be included. The language in which it is written is also immaterial. It can be in any language, provided the person, other party, understands that language, that's all. Or he may not even understand, he may get it read to him by somebody else. It can be in any Indian language, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, Tamil, Telugu, Urdu, whatever. It could be even in Greek or Latin or Roman language. Most common form will be English or Hindi in India. But the law, the Act, Negotiable Instrument Act does not say it has to be in so-and-so language. It does not say that. So the language is immaterial. What is required is the intention to make a promise, to make the promissory note. So what is important is that it has to be in writing and the intention of the maker has to come out, which indicates that yes, this is a promissory note. There should be a promise to pay. the promissory note should contain an express promise or undertaking to pay. An implied undertaking will not constitute a promissory note. It should be explicit, very clearly understood by reading that there is a promise to pay. He may not use the word promise, as I said. He may say, I agree to pay to Mr. B rupees so much on so and so date. So the intention has come out that I am agreeing to pay. I promise to pay, I agree to pay, I undertake to pay. All these things have the same meaning as far as a promissory note is concerned. The promise is evident. It is perceived. It can be looked at. It can be viewed. So there is an express promise or undertaking to pay. It should not be implied. When I say, I owe Mr. B rupees 55,000. When I say, I owe Mr. B 55,000 rupees, that means someday I have to repay this amount. But the promise to pay is not there. There is no undertaking on my part to pay. So it is not explicit that I am going to pay. I have merely said, I owe him this much amount. I have taken a loan of 50,000 from Mr. B and today the interest has gone up, so the amount has become 59,000 rupees. I may write this, I may put it in writing that I took a loan of rupees 50,000 from Mr. B in March 2013. Now, 6 months later, with interest, the amount has become 59,000 rupees. And I am supposed to repay this. Is it an explicit promise? Is it an undertaking to repay? It doesn't say it is an undertaking to repay. There is an implied meaning. Okay, you can go in between the lines and read. But it is not an explicit interpretation. Because subsequently when something goes wrong and if these are the words mentioned that I took a loan and I am supposed to repay with interest, obviously that person will say, I said yes, I took a loan, but where did I say that I am going to repay on so and so date? I'll repay maybe after 2 years, maybe after 5 years. Yahan pe explicitly pata nahi chalta hai ki haan ye tarikh ko main usko wapas dene wala hun. So, yahan pe the promise is not explicit. It is there somewhere hidden inside the words. That is not allowed under the Negotiable Instrument Act. Aap ye likh sakte hain aapas mein, between two brothers, between father and son, between husband and wife, ya between the friends, between partners. Okay, wo sab aapke aapas ki baat hai. But where you want the promissory note to be as per the Negotiable Instrument Act definition, the promise has to be very, very explicit. It cannot be implied meaning. It should not be a mere IOU, just an acknowledgement of debt. It has to be a promise to pay. So let us understand very clearly, simply having an implied meaning is not going to help as far as promissory note definition is concerned. The words have to be very, very clear. I promise to pay, I agree to pay, I undertake to pay. Only these types of words will come in the promissory note. See, having agreed to pay, the promise has to be unconditional. Don't put attachments, conditions, ki ye kaam hone se fir main ye paisa lautaunga, ye paisa usko dunga. This is not accepted as per law, as per Negotiable Instrument Act. The Act says very clearly, the promissory note has to be in writing and it is an unconditional promise to pay. So the promise has to be unconditional. The promise mentioned in the promissory note must be without conditions, without riders, without any attachments. So you cannot put conditions, any condition. But suppose, you know, the person writes in the promissory note, I promise to pay Mr. B rupees 10,000 on demand. Now these words jo hai, on demand, ye jo shabd hai, they are not conditions. Indirectly, yes, it is a condition that if B comes and demands, then I will pay to him. Otherwise, मैं नहीं दूंगा. यदि वो आकर मुझे मांगेगा तब मैं उसको दूंगा. बट वेन यू से ऑन डिमांड, द लॉ सेज इट इज नॉट अ कंडीशन. ऑन डिमांड डज नॉट मीन इट इज अ कंडीशन एंड ओनली इफ दैट कंडीशन इज फुलफिल्ड आई विल पे. नो. और इफ आई से दैट आई विल पे टू मिस्टर बी ऑन 4th of November 2013, that again is not a conditional payment. It doesn't say that I will pay only on 4th of November. Till 4th of November, yes, there is an uncertainty, but once 4th of November comes, the date is certain and that date is going to arrive. There is no possibility of 4th of November not arriving. We may or may not live, but the date will definitely be there. The date is going to come. So, these are not taken as conditions. On demand, on so and so date, they are not conditions. They are accepted. So, a promissory note in which the words appear that I promise to pay Mr. B on demand, I promise to pay Mr. B on so and so date, they are accepted. They are not conditions. There must be a promise to pay money only. In this promissory note, what is undertaken is the promise to pay money, amount, rupees 10,000, rupees 40,000, rupees 69,000, rupees 10,42,000 or any other amount. We cannot say that I purchased from Mr. B 5 horses, so I am going to pay him 3 cows on so and so date. It's a promise, okay, it is a promissory note in writing. It is an undertaking to pay him. मैंने उससे 5 घोड़े खरीदे, अब मैं उसको 4 गधे दूंगा. Okay, ये आपका सौदा है. But as per law, this is not a promissory note. कि आप घोड़े खरीदेंगे, गधे बेचेंगे या गाय बेचेंगे. This is not accepted in law. What is accepted in law that if you have purchased 4 horses, you pay the amount for those 4 horses in money, in cash, rupees, or whatever currency is prevalent in that place. So what you are promising is to pay money, not any other service or kind. You will not say that because I purchased 5 horses from Mr. B, I will do so and so work for him. You will not promise that because I purchase so and so thing from him, I will help him with his son's tuitions. These are all, you know, payment in return by way of some service in kind. They may be acceptable in the trade family, but it is not accepted in law as per Negotiable Instrument Act. And if you put it in writing, that is not going to be a promissory note. The promissory note very clearly says that I am going to pay rupees so much. For what? For why? Nobody is asking. You are saying that I am going to pay rupees so much to Mr. So and so. The payment cannot be in kind or in service. Now I said, okay, I promise to pay. I promise to pay only money. But what is that money? The money has to be certain. It has to be a definite amount of money. It cannot be something vague. It cannot be something which can be perceived or just understood or presumed. It has to be a certain sum of money. The promissory note should be for a certain sum of money. That means there has to be a certainty about the money involved. See, when you talk about money, when you say in the promissory note, I promise to pay to Mr. B a sum equivalent to the cost of 5 donkeys. Is the amount clear? Today, maybe 1 donkey costs 100 rupees, 5 donkeys 500 rupees. But after some time, each donkey may cost 40 rupees or 400 rupees. We do not know. The cost goes up or comes down. So, the amount cannot be certain by looking at the promissory note. So in the promissory note, the amount has to be very clear that this is the amount that is promised to be paid. The certainty as to the amount and as to the person to whom or to whose order the payment is to be made, it should be very clearly evident in the promissory note. The money should be certain and the payee to whom it is paid should also be certain. The person who is going to receive the amount also has to be certain. The amount which is payable is should also be certain. It cannot be some imaginary or presumable amount. Suppose in the promissory note it says that I promise to pay ₹65,000 plus interest up to the date of payment. 65,000 is a certain amount, but interest, abhi interest kitna hoga? Whether it is going to be ₹1,200 or ₹1,500 or ₹1,900, pata nahi. Then the total amount to be payable is uncertain. No, this is not to be interpreted in this manner. Interest likha hai, to calculate to kar sakte hai na? How much is the interest amount? Can't you calculate on ₹65,000 interest at so and so rate will work out to so much? So it's possible to calculate. Even if the due date is not mentioned, you will know the due date when the date of payment comes and calculate the interest. On that day, the amount becomes certain. ₹65,000 plus interest up to 4th of November or interest up to 6th of December. Whatever be that date, the day on which the payment is to be made, interest can be calculated. The amount becomes certain after that. Now, suppose there is no rate of interest mentioned. Sir, together with interest, likhke chhod diya. Then the law says for that also, when the rate of interest is not mentioned, maybe the total amount payable is uncertain. But to protect the payee, for him to enable him to get the amount, law says that if no rate of interest is mentioned, take the rate as 18%. Originally, when the act was passed, the rate was mentioned as 6%. Baad mein wo modify kiya gaya, as in when inflation kept on going, they increased the rate. 6% became 9% and then today it is 18%. Now with 18% rate of interest, you can calculate on the principal amount what is the interest value and then calculate the total amount and then pay to the payee. So the amount becomes certain. It doesn't remain uncertain. So if no rate of interest is mentioned, the rate is taken as 18%. In that case, the total amount payable can be calculated and hence the amount becomes certain. You know clearly what is the amount to be paid. So then it is a valid promissory note. It cannot be rejected only on this ground. The maker of the promissory note, means the person who is giving the promise, has to be a definite person. See, in a promissory note, somebody is undertaking, somebody is promising to pay to someone else. So the person who is promising has to be a certain person. He is a definite person. It is not an imaginary or illusionary being who is promising. The promissory note is made by a person who promises to pay money to someone else. So the person who makes the promise, the person who has undertaken to pay, should be a certain person. It cannot be an imaginary body. It cannot be an imaginary vision. It cannot be a virtual person. It has to be a specific person. Today in this virtual world, there are so many virtual objects. Now those things are not accepted as far as promissory notes are concerned. The person who is promising has to be a certain individual, has to be a certain maybe registered body. It could be a limited company, it could be a registered society, it could be a registered club. That entity, that person who makes the promise should have a legal entity. When you look at the promissory note, you should be able to clearly make out as to who has made this promissory note. So it should be visible from a look at the promissory note, not by imagination, not by presumption or some mental calculations. Haan, isne likha hoga, usne likha hoga. No. very clearly it should be apparent from the promissory note as to who has made it. So the person who makes the promissory note has to be a certain person, somebody definite, somebody very clearly understandable. Obviously, a person who promises has to promise it by signing. The instrument must be signed by the maker. If the person does not sign the promissory note, it becomes an incomplete document. It is an invalid document. It has no meaning in law. It cannot be enforced. The signature can appear on any part of the instrument. There is a piece of paper, rectangular, square, whatever, circular paper, whatever shape it may be. Some words are written, I promise to pay to Mr. So and so, and then he signs it. The signature may appear on the right side, left side, top, bottom, sides, whatever, but the signature has to be there. And it should be apparent that he has signed it. A promissory note can be executed by two or more persons. Now, when I say a promissory note has to be signed by the maker need not be just one single person. If a limited company is issuing a promissory note, it is not one individual. A limited company is represented by a group of individuals. A partnership firm is represented by a group of individuals. So there, obviously, two or three people will be required to sign, not just one person. In a joint account also, in a joint transaction, there are two, three people involved and they will promise together. So, all of their signatures should appear on the promissory note. 1, 2, 3. Three partners, all the three people have to sign that we promise to pay. It will not be I promise to pay, it will be we promise to pay. Now, when two or more people are promising, undertaking to make the payment, each person is individually liable and they are also jointly liable. They will be jointly and severally liable. Now, what is the meaning of the jointly liable? Okay, you can understand. If A and B have signed the promissory note, A and B together are liable. Now, suppose I have to recover rupees 10 lakhs from A and B because they have signed the promissory note. A and B together have signed, we promise to pay rupees 10 lakhs to Mr. C. Now, Mr. C has to recover 10 lakhs if A and B have defaulted. They are not making the payment on the due date. Now, C will file a suit and get the payment from A and B. Now, C has an option. C can recover from A individually or C can recover from B individually. He may file a suit only against A and take the full money from A. He may file a suit only against B and take the full money from B. Or suppose A has got assets only to the tune of 4 lakhs. B has got individually assets only to the tune of 7 lakhs. Now he has to get 10 lakhs. So AK against individually suit file karne se usko sirf 4 lakh milenge. PK against karega to sirf 7 lakh milenge, pure 10 lakh to milte nahi hai. So he has the option of filing a suit against A and B together or A individually or B individually. Now, A and B together, joint ownership, they have got property only to the tune of say 3.5 lakhs. So, if he files a suit only against A and B jointly, he will get only 3.5 lakhs. A ke individual naam pe 4 lakh hai, B ke individual naam pe 7 lakh hai, A and B ke joint naam pe 3.5 lakh hai. So, what is the option available to him? If he files a suit only against A, sirf 4 lakh milenge. If he files a suit only against B, 7 lakh milenge. If he is going to file a joint suit only against A and B together, sirf 3.5 lakh milenge. To usko 10 lakh kab milega pura? Jo usko vasul karna hai, entire 10 lakhs. How will he ever get this? So, the court says that when two people are signing and undertaking a liability, it will always be joint and several. That means C has a recourse either to A individually either to B individually or either to A and B jointly. All three options are available to him, and all three together will exceed the amount of 10 lakhs, and then he can get the amount recovered from A, from B and A and B together. So, all three together 10 lakh ke upar jata hai and he is able to recover that amount. So, this is the meaning of joint and several liability. Individually they are responsible, together also they are responsible, and individually plus together they are responsible. So, joint and several liability will always be available in any promissory note which is signed together, joint signatures. So, when a promissory note is signed by two or more people, they are always liable jointly and severally. There is no question of alternate liability. Now, what is alternate liability? Alternate liability will say either A is going to pay or either B will pay, not both. So, I will pay or my brother will pay. So, if in a promissory note somebody writes, we promise to pay rupees 5 lakhs to Mr. X on or before so and so date, and down below they will say either I will pay or B will pay, but not both. So, this is an alternate liability. So, either A is liable or B is liable. As a promissory note is not valid as per the Negotiable Instrument Act. It is not a promissory note, it is not a valid promissory note. It cannot be accepted. So, there is no question of alternate liability. It will always be joint and several. Now, suppose a promissory note is signed jointly by two or more people. Joint and several liability, yes, it is there. But subsequently, it is found that ye to do signature hai, usme se ek forged hai. One signature is forged. To jiska signature forged kiya gaya hai, that person is not liable. Because it is not his original signature, somebody else has forged his signature. So, he is not liable as per law. But jiska signature genuine hai, he will be liable. So, the promissory note is valid. The promissory note is valid as far as one person is concerned whose signature is genuine. It is not valid for the person whose signature is forged. Jiska signature forged kiya gaya hai, he is absolved of his liability. He is not responsible to the payee. Only the other person will be liable. The other person means the one whose signature is genuine. Jo sach mein jisne sign kiya hai, he has promised, he has undertaken to pay, so he is liable. But the other person jiska signature forged kiya gaya hai, he has not promised. Somebody else has promised on his behalf, so he is not liable. See, the person to whom the promise is made must be a definite person. See, the payee, the person who is getting the promise in his favor, he has to be a definite person. The payee's name has to be certain. I promise to pay Mr. B. Now, Mr. B is an individual. I promise to pay Mr. X. X is an individual. I promise to pay Messrs. Ramakantan Company. Ramakantan Company is a certain entity. I promise to pay A to Z Logistics Company. A to Z Logistics Company is an entity existing. It is not an imaginary company. It is not a visual or virtual company. It is a registered entity. So, the payee's name has to be certain. So, in a promissory note, you have to specifically say kisko paisa dena hai. That person jisko paisa milna hai has to be a certain person, has to be identifiable. Suppose the payee's name is not mentioned, the promissory note is not valid. It is not a promissory note as per Negotiable Instrument Act.